just as new evidence showing DC police as the source of the January 6th pipe bombs gets released, and as the monumental crimes of the Biden family finally come to light, a new pandemic is announced by the WHO.
Mpox has been reported in the Democratic Republic of the Congo for more than a decade, and the number of cases reported each year has increased steadily over that period. Last year, reported cases increased significantly, and already the number of cases reported so far this year has exceeded last year's total, with more than 14,000 cases and 524 deaths. Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice.
And once again, the WHO is saying we need contact tracing.
So we need strong surveillance and good diagnostics. Our diagnostics teams are working to better understand the use of the current PCR tests, the other tests that exist that are out there, to distinguish between clade 1, clade 2, and we are looking at how we can get those those diagnostics into country.
They are calling for PCR testing again, which we already know is ineffective and fraudulent when it comes to identifying a virus.
Dr. Kerry Mullis was awarded the Nobel Prize for his invention of the polymerase chain reaction, the PCR. The PCR is a method of analysis and wasn't designed to test for a virus. Mullis explains why.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful.
The PCR test can potentially find anything you are looking for, depending on how high you turn it up. And this is exactly what has been done. The official protocol given for the PCR testing of COVID-19 created a floodgate of false positives to skew the results. They call it asymptomatic because it's a lie. These people don't have symptoms because they don't have COVID-19. They do it today because they've done it in the past and always gotten away with it.
China announced on Friday that they will be screening people and goods entering the country for Mpox over the next 6 months. In the 2024 New Zealand pandemic plan, under the special powers legislation, it states that authorized medical personnel have the power to force vaccinate people. And Google's former CEO, Eric Schmidt, is creating an AI army for robotic war. And what he first says will be defensive.
And the idea basically is to do two things. Use AI in complicated, powerful ways for these essentially robotic war. And the second one is to lower the cost of the robots. Now you sit there and you go, why would a good liberal like me do that? And the answer is that the whole theory of armies is tanks, artilleries, and mortar, and we can eliminate all of them. And we can make the penalty for invading a country, at least by land, essentially be impossible.
But then admits they will be primarily offensive.
Does it give more of an advantage to defense versus offense? Can you even make that distinction?
Because I've been doing this for the last year, I've learned a lot about war that I really did not want to know. And one of the things to know about war is that the offense always has the advantage because you can always overwhelm the defensive systems. And so you're better off as a strategy of national defense to have a very strong offense that you can use if you need to. And the systems that I and others are building will do that. Because of the way the system works, I am now a licensed arms dealer.
While the Uniparty vows to pit Americans against each other in a civil war to maintain its power,
bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions,
the big tech elitists are developing an offensive robot army and more clot shots. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.